You know, this pressure seems to be creeping up on all of us in the podverse, especially if you're an indie podcaster in Africa. Everyone's asking, when are you going to start doing video podcasts? And if you're like me, you might be wondering if it's really necessary.
This is Into the Podverse, the Indie African edition. Here's your host, Tony Doe.
Let me ask also, why did we even get into podcasting in the first place? For most of us, it's because we had something to say, a story to tell, and we found that audio was the best way to do it. But now, it feels like every other day, a new trend or format is being pushed, and video is at the top of that list. Let me tell you, your podcast doesn't have to follow every trend. If you don't have the time, the resources, or even the need for video, then that's perfectly okay. Stick to your vision. Remember why you started this journey in the first place. If your content shines in audio, why shift just because everyone else is? What about your audience? The people who tune in week after week. They're here for your voice, your stories, and your unique perspective. If you feel the need to explain why you're sticking with audio-only content, then do it. They'll likely appreciate the focus you bring to the medium they already love. Now I get it. Video is everywhere. But reason with me. If you want to dip your toes in without going all in, why not leverage social media? Share short clips of your audio episodes with a static image or a simple graphic. Use Headliner. You maintain your presence without diving into the deep end of video production. And if you're still feeling the pressure, why not collaborate with others? Partner with creators who already have video setups, guest on their shows, and you'll get that video exposure without the headache of producing it yourself. Focus on what makes your audio content unique. Audio podcasts have an intimacy, a personal touch that video sometimes cannot match. Use that to your advantage. And finally, if you're curious about video but don't have the resources, try low-effort options. Record a simple conversation or use static visuals with your audio. You don't have to go full Hollywood to experiment. So before you jump on the video bandwagon, ask yourself, does it add value to your show? Does it align with your capabilities? If the answer is no, keep doing what you do best and let your audio content continue to shine.
That's a wrap for today's episode of the Indie African Podcaster Edition with Tony Doe. Keep pushing the boundaries of your podcasting journey and watch your audience grow. Subscribe and listen on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Good Pods, and everywhere else you get your podcasts. Catch you next time for more strategies and success stories.